All right, so we're taking up, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Chof, Halacha Beis. Not that it's related to anything we're doing, just taking a break. Okay, so let's take the, let's start. So it's like this. So the halacha is, I think most of you are probably familiar with the basic din of Eidim Zomnim.
Yeah.
Okay, so the din is, the basic din is what? That we say, by the Eidim Zomnim, the halacha is that you do to them, kasha zomam lasos lachiv. You do to them, kasha zomam. So zomam means like they intended or planned or conspired. So so when the Eidim come to give testimony on a defendant, on a baldin, right? So let's say they come and they say that he murdered somebody, right? So if they become Eidim Zomim, if they're proven to be Eidim Zomim, then we give to them kasher zomam lasos lachav. We give them the onesh that they tried to inflict on their brother. But it's only kasher zomam lasos. If they actually achieved the onesh and the person was put to death, then they're not given the onesh. They're not given the din that they were trying to impose. That's kasher zomam velo kasher osa. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So now,
what's the translation of the verb?
So the Rambam says in Parakof Halacha Beis ne'erag ze she'eidu olav v'yachar ha'chuzmu einon ne'erogin. Yeah. Oval is ovalim loke zeh sheheidu olav loken. All right, that's the gist of it. That if the guy was killed, if the one they were made on was put to death, and then they were found out to be zomim, then they are not killed. That's kos kasha zom lo kasha also. But if they were, if the person that they were made on received malchus, then he doesn't get malchus. Then they don't get malchus. Then the Eidim don't get malchus. Okay? So the problem is, the Ravid says that this doesn't make sense. And the Kesef Mishnah explains the Ravid's critique is simple. I mean, it's obvious. That malchus is like Misa. And just like by Misa we say that there's an exclusion of Kasher Osa, so too by Malchus there's an exclusion of Kasher Osa. And the Rav Chaim says, and the truth is, it's very difficult, because the Chi of Eidim Zomim b'Malchus, Darigam Chiyuva de Eidim Zomim b'Malchus, Havi Mehach Kro de Kasher Zomam Lasos. U'miachad Dashinan Kasher Zomam Lasos v'lo Osa, Imkein mehechi tisi nechayev malchus gam ba'asa. And it was the whole chi of malchus by Eidim Zomim is from kasher zomam. So, and by that very pasuk, that's the exclusion of zomam and not also. So how could they get malchus if they already in the malchus when it was also? And in this Reb Chaim, he's very, very, thorough, and he really tries to establish and prove everything he says beyond a shadow of a doubt. So he says, Tosos, if you look in Tosos, the Rambam says two things. He has two cases. He skips the Mammon case, right? He has two cases where you give them the onesh that they sought to impose, even though it was already done. Malchus and Mammon, right? So the question is only on the Malchus, and he says, Tosus says in Bava Kamma with regard to the Mammon, that we can be Mechai of them Mammon, even if it was already done. But he gives two reasons. Either because by Mammon we don't say there's a halacha of Ein Onshin Min Adin, And this would be onshin min hadin. In other words, kashya zom. If you're chayev when you try, then kal v'chomer you should be chayev when you succeed. Right? The only thing is, that's called ein onshin min hadin. You don't give an onish based on the kal v'chomer. So Tosa says, by mamon, we don't have the principle of ein onshin min hadin, because it's not considered like an onesh, I guess. I'm not really sure why that would be excluded from onshin min hadin. Or because it lacks in kasher also, right? Because it's reversible. In other words, kasher also would only apply to things that are final when they're done. But the transferring of the money from one person to another is retractable. So it's not a kasher also problem, right? Is that what he's saying? Mishum the moment isay b'chazara means to say that there's no asa, but neither one of those reasonings would apply to malchus, and that's what Ram says. V'cheinim yatzar moment yadzeh liyadzeh be'edusan chozer lebaylov u'mishalmin lo. Yeah, I mean, one thing that I noticed in this Reb Chaim, and I want to try to bring it out clearly, is the level of diuk, the level that he's medayik in the lashon of the Rambam and the Rishonim. It's astounding, and it really is a mussar to us, to what really could be done if you really concentrate. So he says, why does the Rambam say by the mamon that im yotzah ha-momah mi-azeh li-azeh be-idusan chozer le-baylo v'mashalman lo? Why does Rambam have to say he returned the money? Why? Why does he have to say that? This is not the place for that. Well, of course the money goes back. It's their Edom Zomim. Asher zeh shekosav hocha ha-chdin le-mamah chozer hu kefi anira taima de-efshe b'chazor. Now, as it seems, that why does the Rambam say the money goes back? And then you make the guy, the Edom, pay, because he's explaining why it's not a problem of kasher also. That's why it's proper to put that in over here. Mashma di lav hachi havar minan gam gabi mamon hach drasha dizomam velo also. So you see the Ram himself is aware of the problem, and by mamon he gives you the solution to the problem, like Tosa the second answer. But Sarachi and Maishna the Malchus, Savle Laram, the Chayavan Gambasa, you can't undo the Malchus. So he's expressly saying by Mamon it's not a problem of Kasha Asa, because there's Isei Bechazara. But that won't apply to Malchus. So the Ram is really in a bad spot of here, right? Okay. Vinir Lomar, Dehare Motsinu Gavi Malchus, yeah, Dibo Inon, Dafka Shilke Bifne Basin. Okay, so let's just stop for a minute. You read this, right? So in other words, what is his methodology over here? Just if we can glean anything from it. What is his method over here? He's faced with this problem. So what does he do? What's the recommended course of action when you have a problem like this? Not to think about Edom Zomim, right? He found something interesting about Malchus. There's a certain, I don't know what if I'd say it's counterintuitive, but there's a certain problem sometimes with thinking about a solution to a question. It doesn't let you think freely. There's something unfair about it. But the truth is, you know, sometimes the best course of action is just to forget the problem and study the topic a little more. See if you have maybe lost, maybe you didn't notice something. Of course, you're always thinking with a mind to what might be valuable down the road, but he says if you look into the area of Malchus, you notice there's something unusual, there's something interesting about Malchus that maybe is different from other ideas of onesh. And what is he focusing on? Diboinon dafka sheyilke bifnei basin. What does that mean? And just in terms of reading a Reb Chaim, you know, he sort of like gives it to you in a very generalized way, and then he just keeps trying to prove it and really nail it down in a super precise way as he goes and goes and goes. So it looks like he's repeating himself a lot, but usually it's adding a little bit more and a little bit more every time. Okay? But it's important to get the gist of it first, and then you start to see the refinements. So what is the main idea here? That it has to be done in front of Beis Din. Okay. Ukedichsiv bikrov, hipilu hashofet vihikohu lefonov. That the judge has to lean him over, and he's whipped in front of him. Yeah, so what does that mean? Not clear what the importance of what he's saying is. That's another thing. You gotta separate that out in your mind. Just go with what he's saying, and the importance will become clear. Just go with what he's saying. Right now, all he's emphasizing is that it's part of the process of Malchus, that it must be done in front of Beis Din. And the Pasuk itself indicates that. It says, V'hipilu ha-shofet, right? They lean him over. The shofet leans him over. V'cheinu lashna Rambam. Malkin bizman hazeh b'chom makom min ha-Torah b'fnei shlosha smuchin. V'lishna de b'fnei shlosha mashma de kolel gam zosha Malkus yeh b'fneihem dafka. It's emphasizing, again, that another raya, that there's something about Malkus that it has to be done in front of Beis Din. V'chol ikro shel Malkus, here we go, kiyumahu rak bifnei Beis Din. So now he's adding, he said, look, first he's just telling you, empirically, if you look at it, if you look around, you'll see there's some indication in halacha that it must be done in front of Beis Din. But it's not just an accidental thing, it must be done in front of Beis Din. It's more than that. There's a reasoning behind it. There's an idea, there's a halachic phenomenon behind it. What is that? What's the halachic ideal that's behind it? That Malkus itself, the whole essence of Malkus finds its fulfillment in front of Beis Din alone. The whole essence of Malkus finds its fulfillment in front of Beis Din. Still don't really know exactly what he's getting at, but okay. Okay. What does that mean? It means to say it's not just an added requirement. Like there could be requirements. I don't know, maybe say Malkus has to be with a certain kind of a strap. All right, that's a requirement. It's a detail in how it's done. But is that Malkus? A strap with a, made from the leather of a calf? No, that's not. That's just the halacha of how it's done. It's a detail of how it's implemented. But he's saying over here, he's making a little bit of a move, right? And he's saying over here, it's more than just like a random detail, more than just a random requirement. It implies that that Beis Din is an essential component, and it implies that there's some fulfillment of Malkus that is found only in front of Beis Din. What does that mean? What does that mean that the kiyum of Malkus is only in front of Beis Din? What does that mean? Kol ikor shel Malkus kiyum hu rak mi Beis Din. All right, well, we'll see. Ukedekai malon digam bekfisa lechud. Ubarach mifta. It's an interesting halacha. If the Baal Din was tied up on the whipping post, and he broke his chains and he fled, he's potter. He's potter. Why? Because the pasuk says, "V'nikle achicha le'inecha." So there's a drush over there that once he is nikle, once he's reduced in your eyes, nikle means to be kal, right? Don't get up, don't have a dyslexic moment and confuse it with malchus. It's not loka, it's kala, right?
It's like caught, no? Like
No. To be kal. He became kal.
Oh.
Nikla. He became light in your eyes.
Yeah.
Reflexive. V'nikla achicha le'inecha. Then he's potter. Yeah. V'nikla achicha v'zehare pshita. So what's that din again? That if the person is tied up to be whipped, and he has like a moment of super strength, and he runs out of there, right? Why is he pater? It's interesting. Why is he pater? It's a funny halacha, right? Yeah, there's some effect. There's some effect here, he's saying, of being a nikla. And the effect of being a nikla is a patur from the malchus. It's a whip. But anyway, okay, so it's a good question, exactly the idea of this patur. But his point is that there's a patur of a nikla. And this is what he's trying to prove to you. Where does the pitur, when is the pitur of a nikle achicha le'necha kayam? It has to be bifnei basin. He's just saying, it's just al pi svar. Doesn't make sense to say that you're going to achieve a nikle achicha le'necha unless it's a phenomenon of running from basin. That itself is apparently a shameful thing. So, and it's also an indicator of being extremely overcome by the, from the reaction from this, from the impending onesh. But anyway, we'll have to think about that a little more. But the point is what? He says it's pashut that's only shayach in Beisdin. Why is that so pashut? That otherwise, if the guy ran away from before, this is a svar argument, saying it doesn't make sense to say that there'll be any kiyum of v'nikle achicha le'necha unless it's bifnei beistin.
Like if he runs from beistin's messenger or something.
Right. Because then, how do you define what type of running it is? Then what? Then just anytime the guy runs away from, breaks out of jail, he's going to be pater from Malchus? Has to be the Gemara is saying there's a kiyum in the running. There's a kiyum, some sort of a fulfillment of an idea from that phenomenon of running away. But that's the running, and it's a running, and that's a phenomenon of v'nikle achicha le'necha. So he wants to say that phenomenon is only possible in the makom of the Dayanim. And the kid, and just like Nikla is, so too is Malchus. In other words, Vinikla is a patur from the Malchus. The Vinikla is a patur from the Malchus. So the nature of the patur tells you the nature of the kiyum of the Malchus itself. That if, and he's trying to say, since I can prove to you the Vinikla is dafka bifnei beistin, the running away, the barach is only a patur from beistin. So too, the very Malchus itself must be a phenomenon bifnei beisin, and the v'nikla achieves that to some degree. There's some accomplishment of v'nikla bifnei beisin, and v'nikla is a patur from the Malchus. So therefore, the Malchus also is something bifnei beisin. That's his line of argument. Okay, but all of this is just trying to bring more and more rayas that there's a phenomenon of beistin in the Malchus itself. The Malchus itself is a vinikla. That's really what you're achieving.
What were the tervayu? I wasn't sure.
Oh, tervayu means the pitur of the running away, which is vinikla, and the Malchus itself.
The two
things that are
having us
are what? The
Vinikla and the Malchus.
And the Malchus.
Okay.
They're one what? One punishment?
No, they're one. They both have the same idea. In other words, when it says Vinikla, it's really going back on both. It's going back on what Malchus really is. Malchus itself is a phenomenon of Vinikla. And it's telling you also if he ran away and was vinikla in a different way, he's also pater from the Malchus itself. Okay, but means to say that what? That that the Malkus itself is really a kiyum in v'nikle achicha le'necha. It really is a method of v'nikle achicha le'necha. And he says, k'dashinon, and how do you know that the cross, that the pasuk is going on the Malkus too? Because it says, kevan sheloka harehu ki'achicha. Right? That's the pasuk. V'nikle achicha le'necha. Means to say that once you got the Malkus, now we call him your brother.
I know.
Yeah, the problem is the pasuk is not so, it doesn't sound like that, right? Because the pasuk says our boim yakenu lo Yosef pen nikle achicha le'necha, right? So the pasuk says give him 40 or up to 40, meaning 39, and don't give him one more than the required amount, because if you give him one more, then he'll be a nil den nikle achicha le'necha. So it sounds like from the pshat in the pasuk you don't want to achieve nikle achicha le'necha, right? Yeah. But can we just, so you could say, okay, there's the literal meaning and then there's the way they darshan it. But what's the plain pshat? The plain pshat is what? The plain pshat also is good, though. The plain pshat is saying that there's a phenomenon of Malkus, and then Malkus that's taken to an extreme is Nikla. And the Pasuk is saying, give him the Malkus, but don't be excessive and go over to the side of Nikla. Okay? But his raya is still the same. That if the excess is just in amount, okay, but not in the not in what you're doing. So if the excess of v'nikle achicha le'necha is dafka bifne is bifne based, and that's the way the pasuk is describing it, that if you give him another lash, then you'll be nikle in front of you. So that implies, so that's saying the excess. So that means the whole phenomenon is in front of you. I mean, the plain pshat of the pasuk is also good, that the whole thing is happening in front of Beis Din. Because it's saying, give him the right amount, because if you give him one more, then you'll be degrading him in front of you. But that implies, certainly, that there's a right amount that should be done in front of you, but if you do too much in front of, if too much is done in front of you, it's nikla. That's the plain pshat. He's saying that the halacha, the drasha is saying that nikla is a, that once there is a phenomenon of nikla, that's the same as a kiyum in the whole Malkus, because you see that nikla is considered like an excessive form of Malkus. Right? That's the way the pasuk is explaining it. The pasuk is saying if you give him one more lash, that'll be nikla. What's nikla? Nikla means Malkus to the extreme. The phenomenon of Malkus to the extreme. So that's why the Gemara learns. So if the person had the phenomenon of nikla somehow or other in another way, it's going to be the same. It's going to also be a patur from the Malkus, because the Malkus is sort of like a tool to get him up to the nikla, and nikla is like Malkus plus. So once he's nikla, he's going to be patur from the Malkus. But that's just in terms of drushes, yeah. The Seder and Malkus, he goes into all the details. The Dayanim are involved, okay? Again, all he's trying to prove here is that Malkus is Bifnei Beistin. Vim Halku Shelo Bifnei Beistin. Here's where he's starting to move. Ein Zem Malkus Klal Velo Miftari Bachi. Umi Gzeres HaKosov Divihi Pilu HaShofet Vihi Ko Lefona V'Kmoshnis Bar. So what's the message over here? That if he had Malkus outside of Beis Din, they took him outside, the din came down, Yochai of Malkus. Three guys took him outside and gave him the whole Malkus. He would not be Yotze, his Chi of Malkus. There would be no Kiyam of Malkus. And you'd have to do it again? Lo miftar b'achi. Yep. Ein zem malchus klal. Go ahead.
I'm just asking a question. If a different, say one base sin,
if they killed him by accident outside of the right way, they don't have to kill him again.
Yeah, well, that's. But if say one base sin rendered the judgment. And
question. That's a good question. Okay, now like this. So Lefiza Nira de Kishehuzmu Ha'edim Vigloi Milsa de Lo Osa Velo Klum Lo Nischayev Malchus Me Olam. So now it goes like this.
False pretense.
That's correct. So he says like this. This is where he's really presenting the main idea. De Kishehuzmu Ha'edim Vigloi Milsa de Lo Osa Velo Klum. When we find out that the Edim were false, and nothing, and this person did nothing. Right? Elio, come back to us. Velo nischayev malchus me olam im kein hanimtza de'ein al hamalchus din maisa based in klal. Velo chashivi based in bozeh. Ve'hulka chutzle based in. These are very strong words. So now it comes out that what? And this is very dangerous though, what he's saying. Because, I mean, what's he saying? He's saying when it turns out that these guys were liars. So in reality, did he eat the chazer? No. He didn't. Right? Let's say they came and he said he ate chazer. So you get malchus. So in reality, he didn't. So when they went through the whole thing and they were acting like a beis din with Edim, I mean, these guys were kosher Edim, and they went through the whole process of what a beis din should do, and they imposed the punishment like a beis din. I mean, what did they? They didn't know any better, right? But now he's saying, but now that we know they were liars, it turns out they were not a beis din, and he had no chi of malchus, and nothing really happened.
All those things don't exist until you have a chi of malchus.
Those things don't exist. So now what comes out? It comes out that Limafreya, he was just giving a good beating. Right? V'im kein afagav de'acharkach igloi milsa de'lo havi mechuyev. I'm sorry. V'lo domi malchus. We got that? We have to. Kevan Davi Kamo Chavolos Ba'alma. Right? All it was beating. It was a beating. Of a loshe hulka bedin Malchus. Ubeshem Malchus. Cloud, red flag there. Bedin Malchus, Ubeshem Malchus. He has this little tendency to sneak in these little things once in a while. Okay? So there was no din Malchus and no shame Malchus. Velo domi malchus lemisa u'mamon. It's not like misa u'mamon. Why? The hasam arei lo bo'inon shehakiyam yehei be'beistin dafka.
Because with those, you don't need.
Those things don't have to be in front of beistin. Ve'igloi ve'im kein afagav dachach u'milso de'lo havi michuyav misa u'mamon. So it's true we find out later he never really was chayav misa or mamon. And there's a gigloi milsa gamzed de ein ala misa din misa spastin. Vi ala mamon din tashlumen. Of a kol zehu rak mishum de chosr lo achiev shal misa. U beze haike agzeros akosav de mikriyasa. U behochi ay rikro. De zomam lasos vlo osa. De bekai gavna de osa al pi edus sheker mikriyasa miftar. Ma sheni kein malkus. The isbe din musuyam, the gamakiyam vasiyas amalkas tzarich lios bifnei beistin. Im kein behuzmu hanimta dechaser midin hakiyum. The butla midin malkas. Okay, so what's he saying? What's he saying? What's his chilek? Go ahead.
For me, it can happen. I don't know.
In other words, why can't I ask you the same question? If. Three guys get together, if 23 guys get together and kill somebody, does that have a shame of a Mises Basin? No, right?
No.
So if 23 guys get together and kill somebody on a false pretense, does that have a shame of a Mises Basin? No. So why do we call it a Mises Basin? Because that's the Adam's Omen tells us. that we consider it like a Mises Basin. So why can't I apply the same exact logic to the Malkus? Of course you need a valid Basin to give valid Malkus. And you need a valid Basin to give a Mises Basin too. So what is the chiluk between saying, oh, it's not really a Basin, so it's not Malkus, but it's not really a Basin, so it's not Mises Basin either. I mean, what's the difference? What's the difference?
That's the
Gzeres HaKosov, that we validate the whole thing.
No, but there is a
Chiluk. Oh, you're answering?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, okay.
And he also was lacking too.
So you have to differentiate between Din Malkus and Shame Malkus. Okay? That's the Iker Chiluk that he's trying to make over here. He's saying, what does Din Malkus mean? Din Malkus means the cause of Malkus. The right to give Malkus, the reason to impose the Onesh. Is there a Din Malkus by Adam Zomim? No, of course there's no Din Malkus. Because in reality, he didn't deserve Malkus. Right? In reality, he didn't deserve Malkus. But is there a shame? But that's one thing. That's how we have to analyze. We have to analyze it in two frameworks. Was there a Din? No, there was no Din. Fine. But was there a shame Malkus? That's a different question. That's a different question. It's a completely different question.
Because it also wasn't a Denisa.
The shame Malkus means what? What do we mean by the shame Malkus as opposed to the Din Malkus?
Meaning it only has a shame Malkus bifnei basin.
Correct.
Do we call what these guys did Malkus?
Do we call what these guys did a Misa of Malkus or not? Okay. Is it an act? Is it an action of might? There's the difference between the reason you did something and what in fact you did. And that's what you have to differentiate between. Okay? So for instance, if Basedin were fooled into making somebody pay his friend money, was there a Din Mamon there? No. But was there a payment of money?
Yes.
Yes. So without a Din Mamon, Basedin caused a Tashlumim of Mamon, a payment of Mamon. Let's say somebody wasn't Chayav Misa, so there was no Din Misa. But was there a Misa Misa? Yes. And by Misa and Mamon, that's all Basedin does in general. They gather the facts, they take the edus, and then they say, you are chayav this maisa that exists outside of us. We're simply the cause of an action being imposed upon you. But the action is a natural, ordinary action. It's special in this case because we're the ones who are telling you that it should happen. But it is a garden variety action, so to speak. As opposed to Malkus, Malkus is not an action that Basedin says, you are obligated in this action. That would imply the action exists apart from Basedin. There is no such thing as Malkus apart from Basedin. Malkus apart from Basedin is just Chavola. So when Basedin gives you Malkus, they're not simply saying what should happen to you. They're creating the very phenomenon of Malkus itself. Now he said, I'm going to explain a little more. You just got to buy into this for a little bit right now, okay? In other words, but the point is like this. That's what I was saying. That's what you were saying before. The whole kiyum of Malkus is bifnei basedin. If you wanted to have Malkus, how do you have Malkus? One of the essential elements of having Malkus is that it's in the setting of a properly convened, it's part of the Misa basedin. Okay? That's part of the definition of Malkus itself. So he's saying now, when you have Adam Zomim, so now what comes out, it's an Igloi Milsa L'Mafreya, that not only were you not chay of Malkus, not only was there no din of Malkus, but what you actually experienced is not what you thought you were experiencing. Why? Because it turns out there was no properly convened Beis Din. There was no Beis Din imposing an onesh in reality. And without a Beis Din imposing an onesh, there is no phenomenon of Malkus. But if Beis Din made you pay, or if Beis Din killed somebody, so there was no din of Mamon or Misa. But was there a Misa, was there a Misas Beis Din and a Misas Mamon? There really was, because there is no such thing as a Misas Beis Din or a Misas Mamon. The only thing that a Misas Beis Din or a Misas Mamon means is a Misa or Mamon that was caused by Beis Din. Yes, let's make it very clear. Okay? In other words, you have to differentiate between why you're doing something and what it is that you're doing. That's the main thing we have to keep in our minds here. We have to differentiate between why you do something and what it is that you do. Okay? So what he's saying is that in all of these cases, the why you're doing something is unfounded. Right? You're doing it because on false pretenses. And it's in the Igloi Milslam Afreya that you never should have done this in the first place. And the justification wasn't there. It's not your fault, but it turns out that in terms of being a din, let's put it this way. That's an important thing to realize. There is no one and it's not just based in it has to do with reality. When we say you're chayav malchus, or you're chayav misa, you're chayav mamon, it means to say that in reality an action occurred. There was a real event, right? And that event was mechayav you a certain reaction. There's a certain reaction to that event that the system of the Torah imposes upon you, right? So there's a certain consequence. So it's Beis Din's job to figure these things out and decide when the consequence is appropriate. Okay, but if it turns out that in reality that event never occurred, then in reality, there never was any reason to impose this action upon you, right? So the reason for doing it simply did not exist in reality. And you can't say, I'm trying to forestall a certain question. You can't say, well, they were operating on chazaka at the time, right? Maybe someone will say, well, what's the problem with the whole thing? Beis Din was operating with Chazaka. They had a right to do that. And at the time, whatever they did, why don't we just deem it as exactly happening correctly? Right? Because the point is that it's true they might have been operating under a Chazaka, but that doesn't change the fact that in reality, you can't call it an Onesh if the cause for the Onesh never existed. It's contingent on the Mechayev. If a person never did the action that's Mechayev him in an Onesh, you can't say that in reality he got the Onesh. Right? It's just not possible. There is no such thing as an Onesh without the reality of the Mechayev. Okay? But let's go back. I don't want to muddy things up right now. But let's go back to your question. So what he's saying is like this, that there's a difference between everything has to be clear at the end of the day over here. But the difference between saying that there's a reason for doing something and the difference between what it is that you're doing. Okay, so you're saying, based in general comes to they evaluate the situation and they say, okay, we say that there should be imposed upon this individual misa or mamon should be paid, right? So the reason they're doing it is the edus, right? But what it is that they're doing is saying, let's say by mamon, that money should go from his bank account into his bank account. That's it. They're just saying, look, the reality dictates that this event should occur. Money should go from him to him, or that this person's life should be terminated. That's what we decide is the din. That's what should occur, okay? That's what we decide should occur. Now he's saying, now what is it that's occurring? So he's saying there's a difference between the maisa of paying mamon and the maisa of giving malchus. Okay, he's saying in some things that Beis Din imposes, they're just like a cause of an action that should take place. But the action exists apart from Beis Din. If the Beis Din ceased to exist, the money could still go from one person to the other. It wouldn't be any less or any different of a payment of money whether Beis Din is watching the money go from one person to the other or not. Because all they function for is a cause. They're the cause in decreeing that this event should occur. But they and the event are completely separate. There's no thing that the event does not depend on their presence or their existence. It's just a regular, ordinary maisa of paying money. Okay, there's no such thing as paying money in front of Beis Din. That's not what we're talking about. But Malchus, he's saying, is different. It's not they decide this guy needs a good whooping. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's not they decide this guy needs to be really beaten up. That's what he needs. No. If it was a beating, that could occur anywhere.
Not in the front.
It's not like they get together and say, you know what this guy needs? He needs to be knocked around, get some sense knocked into him. Then you can call in the bullies and beat the guy up. That's not what Malchus is.
Get the kettle brought.
That is not what Malchus is. What is Malchus?
In front of Beis Din.
It's a maisa of Beis Din. I mean, this is the point where his definition, we're turning it into a little bit of a svara. In other words, he doesn't say these things. He just says, look, definitively I'll prove to you that Malchus is different than Mammon and Misa. Because Mammon and Misa exist apart from Beis Din. They simply take the role of directing it that it should happen. But they and the action are completely separate. Whereas Malchus is inextricably tied to the Beis Din itself. And what we're saying is, that's the definition. But what's the svara? What's the idea of that? The idea of that is that the Malchus really is a phenomenon of Nikle Achicha Le'Necha. That's really the ikar of the whole phenomenon. That it's really like a maisa of tochacha almost. It's almost like a maisa of imposing our condemnation on the person, and that he should experience the condemnation of the body that represents justice in Klal Yisrael. It's not the physical beating. It's not that we believe that the guy needs some sort of pain. No, he needs an expression of Beis Din's dissatisfaction with him and an expression of the authority's dominion over him. That, if you conceptualize Malchus and say it's not a kiyum of Malchus, you understand? Malchus is not a kiyum in the beating. What is Malchus fulfilling is the question. When I say that you have to pay him money, what is that a kiyum in? It's a kiyum in your personal mamonis rishus. What I'm really saying is, your rishus mamon has an excess due to that comes from his mamon. His mamon is lacking, and that lack is found in your rishus. It simply is a statement of reality, and based on the saying, we need to balance the reality of your rishus over here. Or if Beis Din says he's chai of misa, what are they saying? This man does not deserve to live. That's what they're saying. There's a reality apart from us that has to be corrected. And we are telling you what it is. You understand? So where's the kiyum? Where's the kiyum of Mammon and Misa? It's in the Gavra. It's completely, the whole phenomenon is just a realignment of the Gavra's Mammonus, or a removal of his existence because he simply doesn't have a right to exist. But that's based on this making a declaration. And we have to listen to Beis Din. But what's the kiyum of Malchus? It's not a kiyum that his guf has an excess of pleasure and it needs to be shaken out a little bit. And then, no, of course, it doesn't make any sense.
He needs embarrassment.
He needs to be brought to the Beis Din and admonished physically. There's a physical form of tochacha, so to speak. There's a physical form of suffering the indictment of Beis Din itself. But the kiyum, the whole kiyum is that he is bifnei Beis Din. This is just the method. Instead of giving him a tongue lashing, we give him a real lashing. Okay? But there's a phenomenon of the person being embarrassed in front of the Beis Din and displayed in front of the Beis Din and controlled and whatever it is you want to put into it. You understand? But where is the kiyum? It's really, the whole kiyum is the phenomenon of Beis Din. That's what it is, Jay. That's what it is. It is a degrading in front of the Beis Din. It's a degradation in front of the Beis Din. So therefore, he says like this. If a person was falsely accused and made to pay money, did he really pay money? Beis Din convened, and they said, you're a chayav mamon. Did that psak din really occur? Yes, it did really occur. Because the changing of mamonus is all that was decreed. And the money was, they said this person should no longer exist. Was that implemented? Yes, he no longer exists. But when they say this person needs to be degraded in front of a Beis Din, if they're not really a Beis Din, if it turns out that there really are no Beis Din, there really was no phenomenon at all that took place, then it turns out, lemafreya, that what? That he didn't get Malchus. Mm-hmm. He did not get Malchus. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference? Why don't we say the same thing? He didn't really... If we're going to go by the MS, there was no Mises Beis Din, yeah.
Whereas, you know?
Okay, so that's what he's trying to explain. He said like this. Let's read it one more time. He said like this. He says...
Like Malchus is the...
Okay. So now, once again, he's saying, now he's like this. So therefore, it goes like this. When it turns out that he was never Chayev Malchus at all, Im kein ha-nimtza de'ein ala Malchus din maisa Beis Din klal. You can't say that there really, in reality, was a Maisa Beis Din over here, in the Malchus itself. And they're not considered a Beis Din, and he was considered like he was whipped outside of a Beis Din. Then it turns out that there was no Din in this Malchus at all, and there's no Asiya. Kevan dehavya kamo chavolos ba'alma. Ovalo shehulka bedin Malchus, or b'shem Malchus klal. Turns out, in reality, there was no phenomenon of the Malchus. Now, let's see. V'lo domi Malchus l'misu mamon. Why? D'hasam arei lo bo'inan shekiyom yehei be-Beis Din dafka. There's no din that the miso or the mamon has to be in front of Beis Din. There's no kiyom of the body of Beis Din in the maisa itself. V'im kein afagav d'achach g'lei milsa d'lo havi michuyav misa mamon. So it turns out there was no chiyav. Right, and it was the Igloi Milsa that there was no din Misas Beis Din, and there was no din Tashlumen of Mamon. Aval kol zehu rak mishum dechoser lo hachiyav shel Misa. If we go back and we say, what was different about this Misas Beis Din from a genuine Misas Beis Din? The only difference is that this Misas Beis Din was imposed without a proper cause. Okay? It was imposed without a proper cause. It was chosar the chi of Misa. Okay? But he says, but that's the Gzeiras HaKosov. That we evaluate the Edim Zomimim and we say, Kashir Osa means that... what's that?
Everything but the
chi. Everything but the chi. V'b'kai gavna de'osa p'ei de'sheka mikri osa u'miftar. So we can say, look, we can say, apart from the, we're going to view it What is lacking? What's lacking is the proper chiyuv. So Adam Zoman, the Gzeiras Kosov, also says that we view the Maisa without the proper chiyuv as if it was the Maisa with the proper chiyuv for Asa purposes.
Otherwise you'd never have
Asa. Mashainikin Malkus. That what is lacking in the Malkus, it's not just the chiyuv, right? The is bod din mesuyim de gam hakiyim vasiyas malchus tzorach liyos bifnei beisdin. Im kein behuzmu hanimtza de chosar midin hakiyim. Turns out there was no kiyim malchus at all. In reality, was there really a key? Was there ever a kiyim malchus? The kiyim malchus comes about only from this situation that a person deserves a degradation, and there's a beisdin that imposes that phenomenon upon him. Okay, that's the phenomenon of Malkus. He's saying that Maisa simply didn't exist. Because in reality, the Kashir Zomam, and he's saying, in reality nothing happened, right? In reality there was no Chiyav, there was nothing. But the Kashir Osa will operate... We'll remedy the lack of the chiyav, because that's the whole institution of Adam Zomim, that we're going to go with the chiyav as if it were true to evaluate Asa. But that doesn't make them into an actual based and operating under... that doesn't make them into an actual based in. So it turns out that it's as if there was a chiyav Malkus, because in the Asa, that's how we'll view it, But there was no phenomenon of Malkus at all. Because the phenomenon of Malkus needs the reality of Beis Din. You can't say that Malkus was given to him if there's no reality of the Beis Din. Because that itself is the Malkus. So you can say, all we can say is that under false pretenses, they decreed a din of Malkus and they beat him. Okay? And they beat him. That's all we can say. But, and that's all we say. So therefore, there was never an asiya of the din that they imposed. But by Misa and Mammon, we can say under false pretenses, they removed his life and they made him pay. Well, that's what they were trying. That's what the correct pretense. That, if that were true, that's exactly what would have happened. So there's nothing different between what actually happened and what they wanted to happen, except for the fact that the cause of it was false. But they supplied a false cause, but they got exactly the result that they would have gotten if it were true.
Right.
You understand? But by Malkus, you can't say that. Because by Malkus, if it were true, then it would have been a real, actual phenomenon of a based in taking a guy who deserves to be reprimanded in front of the council and given a real deserving and given a tochacha. Okay, and the tochacha can only come from a body that's actually holding the truth. What's a tochacha? You ever get criticized for something you didn't actually do, right? So l'mafreya, it wasn't really a criticism. But Mafreya, it turns out the whole thing was not really a critical encounter. As a matter of fact, you usually gain points for that. You usually get away with other things after that. But the whole phenomenon, Gil, right? If a guy degrades you and criticizes you and chews you out, and then he finds out that it really wasn't true, right? So then it turns out that whole phenomenon was, that wasn't really a legitimate maisa of tochacha. Because tochacha has to be from a person from a standpoint of reality that I really know. I'm saying you might have felt embarrassed, but it didn't have the phenomenon of criticism, because criticism is a correction of something you did by the one who has the authority over it. But if you never did it, then there really was never any act of criticism. You understand?
So there was never any, you're going to try to say now there was never any malchus here? There was never any punishment?
So if you view Malkus as not a din that he has to be beaten,
yeah.
a physical thing.
No, but that's an embarrassment. Yeah.
Not just an embarrassment either, but a whole phenomenon of based in correcting the wrong that you did by this institution of bringing you down to the body, to the based, and this whole process, then all we can say is that it seemed like Malchus at the time, but Lemafreya, the whole thing was not really Malchus. Because there was really no reality of a Bifnei Basin at the time. All we can say is that the Ede Sheker fooled the Basin and got them to give you a beating. But there's no reality to the Malchus itself. As a Malchus, it's not really a Malchus. A payment of money that wasn't legitimate was a payment of money. The removal of a life that didn't have a proper cause was the removal of a life. But the phenomenon of Malchus Bifnei Bastin that wasn't true was not a Malchus Bifnei Bastin. In other words, we don't say, well, now they weren't a Bastin when they did it. In reality, there was no cause for them to do it. And therefore, they were no Bastin when they did it. They were not standing from a position of authority and criticizing someone who had failed. That whole phenomenon didn't exist. So you can't say that their false pretense gave rise to a legitimate Maisa of Malchus. Because the whole ikkar of the Maisa of Malchus is based on the reality of the situation. That's what it is. You understand? It's not a physical thing. Whereas Misa and Mammon are simply physical manipulations. Either of your property or of your life. But it's not like but the whole phenomenon of Malchus is Dafka phenomenon of Bastin expressing a truth. It simply doesn't exist. Ah, right. So that's what he wants to say. It turns out that's what the Rambam is learning. That since Malchus is Dafka Bifnei Bastin, it's impossible for Adam Zomim to do it. It's impossible for it to be done, I should say.
Right.
It's impossible for it to actually be done.
To be done, so meaning
it's done again.
To the people that were
by Adam's own.
It's
impossible to fake it.
Meaning for the Adam to get
it. I'm sorry, it's impossible for the Adam to actually impose a true Malchus.
On someone else.
Because it wasn't needed.
That's right. They could impose a true payment, and they could impose a true Misa. I mean, a real Misa and a real Mammon, they can impose it falsely, but they cannot impose an actual Malchus.
So is it
because
things cash resound then?
Okay, that's where he's going to go.
But for now, it means there's no Asa.
He's just going from the side of Asa. He's saying, did they actually accomplish a Malchus? No. Because that was not Malchus. That was simply Chavala.
No,
you should be happy, Gil. They're going to get whipped.
Okay, great.
You're usually on the side of the... you're usually on that side.
No, I heard.
Okay, does he come back to the Rebbe?
Okay.
In other words, yeah, he worked everything out perfectly. We're going to go. I want to finish it up. In other words, he said, like this. We can replace the cause. That's all. What we'll do in halacha of kasher asa, in reality, nothing happened. But for the purpose of the kasher asa, we assume the cause. That's all we assume. Okay? But the based in the malchus.
Assume, like, if there was the cause.
We'll assume the cause was true to evaluate the asa. Right?
Would it have been asa had the cause been there?
Yeah, in other words, that's what you're saying. In terms of calling it a din misas bastin, in reality it wasn't a din misas bastin either. But we'll call it a din misas bastin, we'll assume the cause to be true in order to call it a din misas bastin. But by Malchus, the bastin is one of the cheftzaos of the Malchus. It's a cheftza of the Malchus itself. So therefore, for the purposes of the asa, you're going to say that the that we'll give it a din of Malchus, we'll give it a din of Maisa of Bastin, even without the reality of the din basin. But he's saying that's not going to change the fact that in reality there was no cheftza of basin, there was no gavra of basin. So it simply was not done as a maisa basin, because there was no bifne basin. In other words, we can assume and we can impose for the purposes of Adam Zomim, supply the cause that's missing to evaluate it as an asa, but not to supply the entities that were missing. That's not what kasher asa is going to do. It doesn't supply a whole entity that was missing. So the entity of Bastin was not really present, because there was no real din that was going on over here. There was no real criminal. So what's a judge and a judgment without a criminal? So in reality, the whole thing wasn't true, and there was no real maisa of taking someone deserving of this punishment and subjugating him to the basin. So that simply, you can't say was an actual phenomenon of basin. Yeah.